right every night. Now that's not kosher. I reminisce with bliss of when we was closer and wake up to be greeted by an argument again. You act like you're 10, so immature. I try to concentrate on the cure and keep looking at the front door, thinking if I were to evacuate, you'd probably be straighter than straight and wouldn't have so much hate. Cause you don't know the pain I feel when I see you smiling, and when I roll up, you start wilding. So I front like everything's hunky-dory, but it's a whole different story. You don't like the fact that I'm me. I don't put on a show when it comes time for you to have company, and your friends don't understand your choice of man. They speak proper while my speech is from a garbage can. So I glide to the side until the spotlight is mine, and never sabotage a good time. When they're not around, the fights commence. I'm the one you're against, and it doesn't make sense, cause I'm the one that you claim to love for life, but all I get is gray hairs and strife. And I suggest that you stop trying to be so raw, cause I'm looking at the front door.
The corner sells bacon, soda, and coke. The jail anecdote, so we won't go broke.
In the future,
if he's still living, he'll probably be in prison or still giving the cops a purpose to call themselves doing us a service. His kind of lifestyle is nervous. You can't tell a hard-headed brother one thing. So let the ding-a-ling spend his life in the bing. The part that's strife is that a judge will give you life. Take his robe off and go to fuck home to his wife. But is it when you try to be a money-making wizard? People that was down don't visit. To them you pass.
The belly of the beast
has some room for your ass. So now you're locked down, and also a prime example of how people screw up their time. This girl liked to watch a big screen. So one day out of 14, I intervened, came to take her elsewhere, cause she complained.